Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. So when you think of salamanders, where do they live?
Wet places and tanks.
Yeah, like on the ground, under the bark, near ponds, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out, and that's what I thought too, but it turns out there are two kinds of salamander. There are terrestrial salamanders. Those are salamanders that are on the ground. And then arboreal styles. And that means they live in trees.
You've broken my heart by not saying extraterrestrial. Please, come on. Say it. Say it. That they're arboreal. Is that what you said?
Yes, they're arboreal.
Okay, thank you. Because you lost me as soon as you said terrestrial. I'm like, yes, space.
Amy has stopped listening.
Yes. It's just important to tell the listener where I checked out. Now you can know if you're a Trace or you're an Amy. Did you check out with me right there? Welcome to Camp Amy. It's very amusing. Yeah. Like, shut up, Amy. Get to arboreal. Go ahead.
Okay, so the wandering salamander, soft-bodied, 3 to 5 inches long, long tail. When you think of a classic salamander, it's a brown and black mottled, kind of those buggy eyes, soft skin. Well, this particular kind of salamander only lives in northwestern California in the ferns and other plants that grow in the canopies of giant redwood trees.
Ooh.
I know. So these salamanders
are... That's unexpected.
Well, they're like 280 feet off the ground.
Yeah, that's crazy. What?
It's insane.
How many Shaquille O'Neals would that be?
So many. We can't even count. So there was a May 2022 article, so really fresh off the presses, published in Current Biology. Research performed by Christian Brown and his crew at California State Polytech in Humboldt, California. They were looking into these salamanders, and they were wandering around in the treetops. But here's the thing. Sometimes they jump out of the tree.
Even though they know, do they not know they're 280 feet up, which I think would be 40 Shaquille O'Neals, by the way?
Well, you know what's funny is Chaz said to me, what happens to the researcher that he's like winched his way all the way up there and he sees the salamander on a branch and then it just launches itself and he thinks, oh my God, I've killed it.
I scared it off the tree and it's gone.
Gone forever. Well, no, they're not gone because these salamanders, as it says in the paper, an aerial performance of falling.
Wow.
Yeah. Christian Brown said it was confusing to see these salamanders jump so readily given the height of trees. So you've got you've got an animal with no wing flaps, no like webbed toes.
It's not like a flying squirrel.
No, it's just a standard looking salamander.
Word.
And they were like, well, how are they doing this? So, of course, they did what all scientists do. They collected a bunch of them and they made a wind tunnel.
Of course, as one does.
Yes, of course. So they gathered these arboreal wandering salamanders. And they also got some ground salamanders as their test. What's the word I'm looking for? When you have the test group and then you have the
controls.
Thank
but you blast me again because I'm like, why would they grind them up like beef? Brain junkies, we record at dinner time, generally speaking. Okay, so they have terrestrial and arboreals. The arboreals are the test group and the terrestrial are the control group.
Exactly.
I'm on board. Okay.
Yes. And so they got this wind tunnel that's blowing air up. Like, you know, if you have somebody who goes to one of those indoor.
Oh, yes. Where you can like glide.
Uh-huh. You know, they step in and then it blows them up off the floor. So they... Yeah. They have some great YouTube videos of these salamanders getting placed into this upward airflow. The wandering salamander, so it's on the person's hand and they kind of dip it off into the air. And the wandering salamander spreads out its toes, skydiver style. It's got its legs out. The tail goes out. It helps them turn in the air. It slows down their fall. I mean, it's like Buzz Lightyear. They're not flying. They're falling with style.
That's awesome. But like, have you done ziplining where they tell you, okay, you're going too fast. If you go too fast, you spread out, you're going to feel dumb, but spread everything out. So that's what they're doing.
Yeah, they're spreading everything out. And then they thought, well, maybe that's all salamanders. So Popular Science magazine and Smithsonian had a quote, the arboreal salamander could control its descent, but the other species of ground-dwelling salamanders could not control their speed or direction as they fell.
Oh, no.
These ground salamanders, it's like a four-year-old in a bouncy house full of middle schoolers. They just let go and they went, slammed into the wall, slammed into the other wall. There was enough air to keep them from hitting the floor, but they just kind of like slapped around. There was no control whatsoever.
Oh, poor little guys.
That's traumatic. Thank you, scientists. Mm-hmm.
But I also want to know if they could learn.
Oh, well, that's a whole other study. That's a different grant. Exactly. So usually they think that the wandering salamanders are going from maybe branch to branch, or if there is a predator, they're kind of jumping away. Because here's the thing. A 2021 study found that it could take, like if the salamander jumped out of the top of the tree and floated all the way down to the duff on the ground, it could take hours or days to climb back up into the top of the redwood tree. And so in that amount of time, they could dry out because they weren't moist enough, get hungry, or get eaten.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So it's a thing they can do. I don't think they do it very often.
That makes sense. I feel like we'd have more videos of it by now if it was a more frequent happening.
Oh, can you imagine you're hiking and this salamander just whoomp right in front of you?
Yeah, because when you're in a forest like the redwoods, there you are under the coverage, but there's nothing around you. So like, where did that thing come from?
Yeah. Extraterrestrials. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. You were right.
That's the tie-in.
This whole time.
Thank you. I knew we would get there.
Right. You're welcome.
That's so weird and completely. I wonder, it's got to be a genetic, like a survival of the fittest situation. That's such a strange thing.
Yes. And they instead. Okay. So your terrestrial salamanders lay eggs in ponds. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they hatch and they're little tadpoles, and then they become salamanders. The arboreal salamanders lay their eggs like under bark, you know, like way up in the tree.
Oh,
you've
yeah.
got other trees and duff and branches, or under dirt, and their babies hatch and they are salamanders. They're just eeny weeny tiny.
Oh.
So being up in that tree, there's more protection, right? Because a little tiny baby salamander in a pond would just be a snack.
Yes. That's true.
Yeah.
Huh.
I know. Who knew?
I would never have guessed.
Right?
Do you suppose Gonzaga has an air tunnel situation somewhere? I'm going to investigate that because I feel like there's some things I want to put in an air tunnel.
That's going to be a fun news article. Let me know when that's coming out.
I know. Former staff member
of Gonzaga University found with three pineapples, a mango, and a salamander. There was something unfortunate that happened with a duck, and we had to let her go.
Yeah. All right. Anytime you're in the mood for one of our back episodes, you can ask your smart speaker to play us. And if you're bored and lonely and you want to interact with us, you can hit us on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Please share weird stories. If you have had a wind tunnel experience.
Ooh, yes.
Please do tell. We would like to hear about that.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you listen, of course, like and subscribe to the show. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.